Hey folks, welcome back to the Uncivilized Podcast. This is Trevor Boehm, your host. If you are a new listener or a new watcher to YouTube, welcome aboard. My name is Trevor. As I said, I've been hosting this podcast for about 4.5 years now. I'm also the founder of the Uncivilized Men's Movement, which is this extraordinary men's movement. We have 34 teams of men all over the world now that you or any man you know can join for free. So check that out. Also the founder of the Uncivilized Nation and the author of 2 separate books. First is this puppy, Today I Rise, which is a book about a journey through divorce or heartbreak. If you're experiencing that, male or female, my heart goes out to you. Please get a copy of that book, Today I Rise. It will guide you through it, not only how to get through it, but how to thrive afterwards, how to use that situation to your advantage, even though it sucks like hell right now. Second book, Man Uncivilized. This is the one that kicked off the masculine revolution that we're experiencing right now, bringing in the third paradigm of masculinity, saying to men, you no longer have to be the 1950s Marlboro man. You no longer have to be the sensitive new age guy. You actually get to step into your power. You get to be raw. You get to be real. You get to be relational. And today, folks, I got a good episode for you. At least I think I do. I'm going on about 4 hours of sleep. So excuse me if I stumble through some words. My dog decided that barking at coyotes at 3:30 in the morning was the best way to keep the house safe. And I appreciate that protection. I appreciate her looking out. And God, who needs sleep when you're not being eaten by coyotes? But this is also a really important episode. At least I think so. I love to track social trends. I love to feel what's happening in the collective. And today I'm going to be talking about 3 separate ideas: the 4B movement, passport bros, and the uncivilized relationship paradigm. Now, if you don't know what each of those is, hang with me. The 4B movement, this is taking over social media. I see post after post after post on it on TikTok, on Instagram. This is a movement that came out of South Korea. If you haven't heard of this, essentially, in a nutshell, it's women, the collective of women, saying, we're done. The 4Bs, Bs stand for the word no, is no marriage, no dating, no children, no sex. No marriage, no dating, no children, no sex. So essentially, women in South Korea were like, the deal we get here is shitty. Misogyny is out of control. We don't have the rights we want. We don't have the support we want. We don't have the life we want. We're tired of feeling like baby factories or abuse factories. So we're just done. We're checking out. We're out of this. Now, I get this. This is far more complex than I'm going to give it justice. I'm not a sociologist. I don't understand population. Like, I don't get the socioeconomics of this. But my brain intuitively knows there's going to be huge ramifications for this, even socially, right? One of the main reasons why the government or powers that be like marriage is it keeps single men from getting together and causing mayhem. Now, single men who aren't having sex getting together and causing mayhem goes up exponentially. So there's like a powder keg in South Korea because of what these women are doing. And I support them. I think it was 4, maybe 5 years ago, I was on I got brought into a women's group. I think it was with Larita Gorman. And I said, you know what I would do if I were you all, speaking to the women? I was like, I would have an entire population, female population Zoom call. And I'd be like, here's the deal. We're sick of sexual abuse. We're sick of domestic violence. We're sick of getting the short end of the stick in all of these like myriad ways. Sick of female joggers getting murdered. We're sick of all of this shit. We're done. We ain't having a single other baby until all of not just the laws change, but society changes. And I was like, boom, you will see the ripple effect. It will cause a firestorm in society if y'all do that. And women on the call were like, yeah, but we can't do that. And I was like, okay, sure, don't. I mean, do whatever you want. And now it's happening. Now, why am I a fan of this? Because I named the damn movement Uncivilized. Right? Not keep doing what the societal norms are, despite how they're harming you or despite how they make you unhappy. The 4B movement to me is uncivilized as fuck. Right? There are no protests. No one's burning down buildings. No one's causing mayhem. They're simply saying, I will no longer be party to a system that degrades and abuses me. Period. I'm done. My act of revolution is checking out. I think that's amazing. And I say more power to them. And I get it. A lot of guys hear this and see this and will freak out. I've watched the comments on social media from men attacking the women, shaming the women, saying horrid, horrid things to the women because they feel like the thing that they want most, sex, marriage, babies, relationship, has now become even more elusive. That's the 4B movement. Now, here's the male version of the 4B movement. It's a little bit different. It's the passport bros. So if you guys don't know what this is, hold on while I drink some coffee. I'm so tired. Passport bros here in the West is a collection of men who have gotten together and said, guess what? If you want a wife, if you want a partner, if you want love, marriage, and kids, don't do it. Don't look for that here in the West. Get your passport, go to Asia, go to the Philippines, go to South America, go to parts of Europe, go to places in Africa, go places that aren't the West, and you will find a more traditional woman, a woman who wants to have kids, a woman who wants to stay at home, a woman who wants to be in a male-female, let's say, classic or more traditional relationship dynamic. Well, there's a lot of kickback to this, as you can imagine, right? These guys get shamed. These guys get attacked. I am fully in support of this. You may be like, oh my God, how can you be in fully support of this given that it feels unconscious? I am fully in support of any person or group of people who say, I don't like what's being offered, therefore I'm simply not going to take it. That is like the essence of revolution, of nonviolent revolution. If you don't like how the school system is treating your kids, take your kids out of the school system. If you don't like the standard business world, become an entrepreneur. I didn't call it the civilized movement. I called it the uncivilized movement. If you don't like what society is offering as the standard route, go your own route. You guys picking this up? Like, I get that there's nuances to both of these movements. There's conscious people in both of these movements. There's unconscious people in both of these movements. There's traumatized people in both of these movements. There's angry people, a lot of people who need therapy in both the 4B movement and the Passport Bro movement. I get it. And I think the impetus behind the movement of, hey, we're just done with this, is amazing, and I love it. And maybe 2 years ago, I remember sitting on my back porch here and calling people on my team in Uncivilized and saying, the standard relationship model is broken. It's done. Like, it hasn't caught up to the collective yet, but it's done. I feel it. I see it. I sense it. Like, this is what's happening. I think I'd just gotten off a call with Michaela Bohm. And I said, I think there's going to be a new paradigm of relationship that's going to come out. And I'm going to call it the Uncivilized paradigm because that's what I do. I name shit after my brand. And I think we were at the forefront of having some ideas around it, right? So let's talk about, first of all, I'm jumping around a bit. What do you get when you hear women are checking out of marriage, sex, babies, and dating? And what do you get, or what do you understand when you hear men saying, hey, I'm not going to marry, have sex, date, or have a baby with anybody in the West? What do you hear? I hear the standard civilized relational paradigm is broken and people don't want to engage in it anymore. Marriage rates are at an all-time low. Relationship rates are at an all-time low. Sex rates, people aren't having sex here in the West, pissed at each other, that's at an all-time low. That to me means something is broken. When something is broken and it starts to die away, something new emerges through it. That's the uncivilized relationship paradigm. Right? If you've read my book, I know it's an offensive chapter title, Pussy's Free on Tinder. If you have the book right now, pick it up, read that chapter again. It is a call for conscious relating. The old way was very transactional, the old way of relationship. You give me this, I get that. I give you this. That's the deal. I want this from you. You want that from me. And yes, is there some level of like give and take in relationship? Absolutely. But I think we've hit a point now in 2024 where women are saying, I don't want what I've been given and I want more and I'm not getting it. If we take out abuse and horrible things just in relationship, they're saying, I need to have my emotional needs met. I need to have equity and equality of labor in the relationship, in the home. I'm not getting my needs met. And men are saying the very same thing. Hey, I don't want to feel like I'm just an ATM. I don't want to feel like if I get divorced, the default is I only get to see my kids twice every month, right? I have needs that aren't being met in this relationship. I don't want to play this tit for tat game anymore. The transactional relationship, transactional nature of the civilized relationship is dead. It doesn't work anymore, or it very, very rarely works. I'll add a side note here because I'm caffeinated, that I think that's also why we're seeing an uptick in the old school traditional relationships where people are like panicking, right? There's big social media accounts that are like trad wife, men boss, like let's go back to the 1950s, as if that was an amazing time for people relationally. I don't think it was. Clearer roles, but remember, like marital rape was legal. Like how many guys were getting drunk? How many affairs were happening? Domestic violence was like, nah, whatever. Like it kind of happens. It was rampant. Like, so I don't want to go back to the 1950s. So here's the new paradigm. It is co-creative. It is relational. It has a power dynamic, but it is equity-based. Someone is leading, someone is following in different zones in the relationship. And all of this has to get worked out ahead of time. Yes, there will be natural, you know, transitions in the relationship as things ebb and flow, as kids come in and out of the picture, as people age, etc. But it is conscious. It is talked about. It is discussed. It is not vetoed by anybody. Right? There's teamwork. There's collaboration. The sex is not, it's not just friction. It's not obligatory. I'm going to throw something out here that's going to scramble a lot of people's brains. Monogamy will not be the default. Monogamy will be a choice made by that particular couple. But the other ways of relating, polyamory, E&M, whatever it may be, will be put on the table with monogamy and viewed with no shame, viewed with no guilt, viewed with no charge, because we've left the standard relational paradigm, which says if you're not monogamous, something's wrong with you and you need therapy. Bullshit. Right? So this is how the next iteration of relationship comes about. Men and women actually stop for a moment, go do their personal work, heal from the relationships that they've had in their past, heal from family of origin relationships, heal from abuse, heal from whatever it is that still needs to be worked through solo. And then there's a coming together in a collaborative idea. What do you want to build here? What do we want to build together? How do you need to be supported? This is how I need to be supported. There's radical honesty. Right? Think of the standard relationship paradigm. There's radical self-abandonment on both sides. Women abandoning who they are. Like think of every woman who's getting divorced. I interviewed a divorce lawyer the other day, attorney. And she's like, every woman who leaves her marriage is choosing herself. And I thought, wow, that means every woman who leaves a marriage at some point has lost herself. Why is the nature of relationship asking women to lose themselves? And then how many men do we all know who say, I'm miserable. I'm miserable in this marriage. I'm in an abusive marriage. I'm in an abusive relationship as a man. But, you know, I made a vow. They're like, this is what relationship is. The old ball and chain. Yep, she yells at me, screams at me, throws things at me. We don't have sex, but meh. Like, this is what I saw growing up. So I'll just drink, smoke, cheat, look at porn, etc. That is going to come to an end. And people are going to consciously get together and say, hey, here's what I want. Here's what I expect. Here's what I need. Here's what I bring. And the other side is going to do the exact same thing. Men are going to go, here's what I want. Here's what I need. Here's what I want for support. Here's what I bring. And both sides are going to look at it and go, cool, we match. Or they're going to go, cool, we don't match. And now we're not going to be in relationship with each other because relationship has been decentered. The uncivilized relationship, which is, yes, it's hugely communicative. It's nothing but relational. It is work. It takes effort. It takes energy, but is decentered from each of those people's lives. That's a key factor that's going to fuck up a lot of people who go, happy wife, happy life. All I want is to get married. The best day of my life is walking down the aisle. It's what I've been waiting for my whole life. We're going to decenter relationship. My life, my health, my mission, my purpose is more important to me than my relationship. My partner's life, my partner's purpose, my partner's mission, my partner's identity, my partner's sense of self is more important than the relationship. Now, by decentering it, it gives it freedom. And it actually gives both people in the relationship choice. And I know this is a lot of words on a lot of coffee, but think about that and feel into that for a second. How many people are still in relationship with a deep sense of choice, civilized relationships? How many men do I know who are like, it's cheaper to keep her? I don't want to see my kids, you know, like 2 weeks every summer. That's not choice. How many women are in relationship because they're terrified of leaving, right? Or they're terrified of the financial ramifications of being on their own after 20 years of not working. They're not in by choice. So decentered allows for choice. All right, I feel like I'm rambling. That was a mouthful. 4B movement. Women saying they've had enough. Good on you, right? Make that societal change. Make it so you are actually put in the position of equality, not just legally, which a lot of people argue, like all the laws are legal. Yeah, well, I mean, there's one group of people getting raped, murdered, abused, beaten up a lot higher than another. So 4B movement, good for you. Passport bros, you know what? Good for you. Find your bliss. No one has to live your life but you. And everybody, let's uncivilize our relationships and bring choice. Sovereignty, agency, connection, and collaboration back to the table. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. If you're on YouTube, if you're not on YouTube, please go to our YouTube channel. Check us out at YouTube/Trey Rabome. Get in there, follow the channel. We're going to be putting a lot more video out. I know that's the new thing. Love you guys. Appreciate you. Thank you so much for joining. Please take this and share it with one person in your life. Go be uncivilized. Cheers.